This is WTPUT listening.
KBCW Mobile. KFTE Mobile and Monitoring.
Never been to one, but I have heard of that. you know, we camped in Harrison, I think, 3 years ago now. And it was at the state park, which actually was not a bad park. But can't say we were thrilled with the experience. You know, being on the main drag there across from the fairgrounds. All night freaking long was idiots on motorcycles. I think they were doing it intentionally. They'd get close to the campground, and they would just lay on it, make them, you know, as loud as they can get. And then as soon as they get past the campground, you know, back off on it. You know, it sounded intentional, and that was all freaking night long. And so, yeah, as much as it was a decent campground, yeah, that was a one and done for us. So you're talking about Wilson State Park, and we were actually there last year, only not on a holiday. And the only way we could get joining campsites was right up against the road. So campsites that are closer towards the Taco Bell on the east side. And, you know, it wasn't bad. I mean, there was some traffic noise, but we didn't have anything like that. I think you just kind of caught a bad weekend or when the wrong club was in town or whatever. But our experience at Wilson was pretty good. The worst experience we've ever had at a state park was at Straits, and it was because we were in one for loops instead of the waterfront. The waterfront's always great, and the two or three times that we've been there, it's been great. Last year we had waterfront sites adjoining, and they were great, but that upper loop is too crowded, too tight, too noisy, blah, blah, blah. And there's a couple of other private campgrounds in Harrison, too, and I was a little unclear as to which one we were at. It's the one that the courthouse and the sheriff's department. So it's just, you know, a couple of blocks out of town. But like I said, it was very quiet for Wednesday and Thursday. Friday, all the families and kids got there, and they were 100% occupied. But even with that, you know, everybody was very well behaved. I will say, and I don't want to, you know, there's a guy named Ryan that lives there that hangs out here once in a while, and I don't want to meet anybody. I will say that the vibe in Harrison is not really what I would expect for Northern Michigan. It's a little bit on the rougher side. You know, that was kind of our impression, too. Now, there was a farmer's market and like ice cream stand and that, and that's pretty nice. I mean, it wasn't overall a totally bad experience, but yeah. You know, the weekend that we were there, you know, the motorcycles were hooping it up, and yeah, that wasn't pleasant. We were all the way along the backside. You know, in fact, the sites that were supposed to be nice and level, oh my God, it was. Level is the furthest thing from what these sites actually were. I used all the cribbing that I had and built a box crib and had to use scissors jacks to even get the to get the thing in the ballpark of level. BJ had all his blocks stacked up. You know, he had his fifth wheel there, and oh, Lord, tell you what, from the bumper on the back of his fifth wheel to the ground was about 4 feet. So it was not as portrayed. He almost got stuck. He had to lock out and go into four-wheel to get the fifth wheel back out because of the slope there. So, yeah, that... walking the dog around the park. Someone had a pit bull there that took off after Jinx. You know, we had our dog was on a leash. It took off, snapped the leash, and man, that was a scary moment too, because it was like making run past attacks, and like, you know, lunging and biting, and you know, when it missed, it swung back around, and So yeah, there was multiple factors besides the motorcycles that made that one a one and done. Well, you can imagine what my solution would have been to that situation, as much as I love dogs, but I'm not going to let one attack mine or me. Yeah, that's a pretty simple solution, although it gets complicated after, but I don't care. The biggest complaint that I hear, and I only experienced it once and nowhere near to that extreme, but I hear it from my daughter, they frequent state parks a lot, is the fact about the sites not being level and not being properly disclosed as not being level. They do a pretty good job of, you know, telling you that it's, you know, the site's narrow or the trees present a problem or, you know, whatever, sand, all that stuff. But, I think that's those are lies by omission. They know darn well those sites are not level. And if they advertised them as such, nobody would take them. So, and I take that back. Our worst experience was not St. Ignace. It was Higgins Lake last year. North Higgins Lake State Park. Did a weekend. Should have done the research. Got a party reputation. And boy, oh boy, do they party there on the weekends. We're talking kegger parties almost. Probably literally, but, you know, that's the worst we ever had at a state park. You can get that anywhere. I think the private campgrounds, they're not as tolerant, you know. The state parks, I think they'll look away for a bit unless they get too many complaints. I do know, you know, we got home on Sunday, and I've been listening to the local park by me, just because I have a wild card setting and I listen to everything on the tower, and oh my God, very happy I'm there, because it's been a trying few days. Oh man, I can imagine. And we stayed at Burt Lake several times. We had good experiences, you know, every time. It was a little loud the one time. There was a class reunion that was happening, like, you know, the site's right across from ours. And they were having a good time. But I'll tell you what, at quiet time, it was like almost to the minute. They were like, boom, all right, it's quiet time, people. And they shut down the music and everybody quieted down. It was like, wow, that was pretty respectful. We had not expected that, you know. And they cleaned up very well when they left, and you know, the next day. But it was kind of interesting watching them, because they were having a good time and they were entertaining to watch. But we figured, oh man, we're not going to get much sleep tonight. But yeah, like, right at quiet time, and the park rangers didn't have to come around and tell them. They were their group was on it. So all right, Ron. Hey, I'll catch you with you a little bit later. Heard you in there and wanted to say hello. W8RPM, W2PUT.
Well, thank you for doing so. I spoke to Kevin today about some radio stuff. Might have some implications for all of us as far as the availability of some stuff. Don't know if you're in the market for anything R7-wise or anything like that. I'm sure you have access to one, but I don't know if you want to own any. That's more to follow. We had a similar experience with a pop-up. It was one of our first times out, and we went to one of the rustic campsites in the Pigeon where you can't reserve anything. And it was only, I think there were only 20 spaces, and it was all the same group, same sort of thing. It wasn't a family reunion. It was just the tradition, you know, this same place, this same date, you know, or same weekend of the same month. And they had all 12 spaces taken, except one person no-show. It's like, yep, this one's open. We're like, really? So we kind of felt like, you know, the fifth, or in this case, the 12th wheel. But they were always an older group, and they were all very nice and respectful. And, you know, we stayed the few days we were going to stay anyway, and it was nothing. But not a fan of rustic camping, not a fan of battery power. I have a generator, a small one, but it's not quiet, so yeah. And we already did that out at Fisherman's once this year, almost a whole week of rustic camping. I like my microwave, and I like my coffee maker, and I like my TV. See you later, just getting into Sheboygan. Oh, quick question though. Did you happen to notice the GOP float in the parade, and how was it? Because I didn't even get a chance to see it or even see pictures of it.
Well, that's a good question. I don't remember. Trying to remember, because there was a couple of floats and a couple of things in there. There was definitely one group that went there political wise. That was on the left side, and pretty much the whole crowd was like, "Seriously, you're gonna do that in this parade?" I think the only people that were happy with that group was the people that were in that group. Everybody else on the street was like, "Seriously, people, can't you give it a rest for the 4th and just celebrate our country?" I know there was another one in there that was very low key, respectful. That might be the one you're talking about. It was, but yeah, there was one group that. W8RPM, WTPUT.
Your summation is probably exactly correct. And like I said, I actually went and paid for the permit for that, for the one you're talking about. You know, you got to go register it at the city. And there's a suggested donation, and we exceeded their suggested donation because it goes for parks and rec stuff and for the parade. And I know exactly who you're talking about with the other group. I know the players. They are very adamant about cause, but they don't read the room, and they don't realize that how much of a minority they really are. And that's fine. I can respect that. But as you can imagine, you know, it goes too far, and they're all convinced that they're right and that they're in the majority when they're not. So, but let's leave it at that. There's been plenty of Facebook drama over all of that as well. So, you know, the group that I am involved with, we ended up kicking a few of them out because they were just not getting the hint. All right, thank you. See ya. W8RPM.
DMH Mobile. 9KOP Mobile.
Bravo 8 Charlie India Mobile is listening.
Friendsnet will start in 5 minutes. 5 minutes. WHREJ. Good evening. This is the Barf Benzi Amateur Radio Friendsnet. This is WHREJ. My name is Rob, and I'm located in downtown Beulah, and I'm a net control station for tonight. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly exchange of information and ideas focused on ham radio in and around Benzie County. We're going to start check-ins with EchoLink stations, mobile stations, and short-time stations only. If you're one of those, please call now with your call sign and your name slowly, please. We got Mary. Anyone else that qualifies for EchoLink, mobiles, or short timers? Okay, we'll take the regular check-ins now. Again, please come with your call sign and your name slowly so I can write it down.
KB8SDJ, Bob.
Alpha, Bravo 9, November, November, John and Beulah.
Whiskey, November 8, Papa, Larry, Marilla.
Okay, we have Mary, I believe is a short timer. We have Bob, KB8SVJ, John, AB9NN, Larry, WN8P, who else? Okay, that'll get us rolling here. Good evening, all. We're looking at rain tonight, 65 for the low. Tomorrow we're going to be 78 with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. So there you go. That's all that's good. Let's see, nothing else going on today. Nothing going on through, wow, Sunday. How about that? I'm free. All right. I don't have anything ham radio related tonight, other than I checked into the IOOK net and couldn't hear anybody. So, yeah, that's the way that works, you know. All right, we're going to take it from the top here. Mary, KD8BXI, and standby Bob.
Thank you.
very good. And Mary, you were kind of broken up there, but we got the gist of it. And enjoy the symphony. And I'm glad you got your mowing done. I did my front and side yard today, so that's out of the way. And now I'm going to have to wait a day or two to do the backyard because of the rain. So anyway, if you have noticed, we have a new call sign on the repeater. If you have not noticed, it's Kilo Fox 8 Jerry Robert India GRI. So it's KFA GRI. My brain just went crazy, so I'm not doing this in the phonetics. So anyway, let's see, Bob, KB at SDG, take it away.
Okay, this is KB8 SDJ, and that call sign is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Golf Romeo India. That is the new call sign, and it shall remain that call sign in the foreseeable future. I don't see it ever changing. It is not signed to any individual. It is signed to Benson County Office of Emergency Management. So there's nobody can say, I want my call sign back. I want my stuff back. It's there. That's what it is. Last week we had a repeater was down. Not sure exactly what happened. Suspected lightning strike. Drake and I went there Friday afternoon, and we put a PA was dead. We put a new PA in the repeater. And then we had problems. We had a very high SWR. We did some checking, and the cans were out of tune also. Don't know why. They're usually set to get those. And so we had reduced the power. We are on reduced power right now because of the SWR. With the high normal power, it was just PA did not like it, kept kicking out. So we're working on it. We got some things in the works. I am still working on the new frequency coordination. I promised Dave I would give his back. I'm taking a lot longer than I anticipated, but I'm trying to keep that promise to him. And it will happen, just eventually. And when that happens, I'll give you guys the advance notice before we actually make the change. So I'll send back to you. I'm right in the middle of a Zoom meeting, too, so I'll send back to you, Rob. KBA District J.
Okay, Bob, very good. Carry on with your Zoom there, and I will... I'll hit you up before we close. Thanks for the information, too. AB9NN, John, take it away. Stand by, Larry.
Good evening to everybody. I'm the Barfy Net from John, AB9NN, in Drury, Beulah, Michigan. I'm just looking at my chasertool.xyz website. Where I've got my lightning map, plus a lot of other things, not just lightning, but lightning and radar and satellite pictures and the Storm Prediction Center risk profile and the surface maps and all of that at one glance on one website without having to go to multiple websites, so much more than just lightning. As I was saying, looking at the lightning map, looks like the lightning is so far staying just to our south, heading out towards Ludington and south of there. So that's a good thing. And looks like later in the evening we probably will be getting into some lightning. So probably 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning we'll get some lightning coming in here. So I'm going to be disconnecting my antenna for the night after I'm done with the net. And not much else going on. Like Rob, I mowed today. Mowed 18 holes starting at 5:30 in the morning, about an hour before sunrise. And get out there before the golfers get out and at least get a few holes done before they before they start into us. And just had a good, enjoyable morning, nice tepid temperatures, and decent amount of dew, so I could see my lions as I was mowing. So that's a good thing as well. So anyway, I guess that's about the big stuff from Beulah. So with that, back to Net Control from 89, and then John and Beulah.
Hey, John, very good. Yeah, it's. Have you ever gotten hit with a golf ball out there?
I've had my mower hits, and let's see, I think about 2 years ago, we had somebody that got a really serious head wound from a golf ball on 18. He was crossing across 18, and somebody was driving, and boy, hit him full speed with a golf ball, and he was bandaged up for quite a while, had to get him to the hospital and that sort of thing. So that's definitely no laughing matter.
Okay, well, very good. Close don't count, you know, John. So there you go. I'm glad that you haven't had that happen to you. So. All right, we're going to do Larry, WNAP, and then I'll do a standby.
Okay, Rob, W8REJ and the group, this is WNAP, Larry, in the southern environs of the defunct village of Larilla and northeast Manistee County. And it's raining here, very lightly. I didn't even know it was raining. I've got the window up so that get some air, whatever air I can, through the screen, and I didn't realize it was raining, and my wife, Betty, hobbled in here to the engineering room as I was sitting at my desktop computer, and she said, "It's raining," and yeah, I couldn't tell. I don't know if I could even tell now, but apparently it is, but like I say, lightly. And we're in the queue from Team Bob. They're not going to be able to come here till Monday. So I guess I just drink a lot of liquids and sweat, because the heat pump is not cooling. It's not working. But I tell you, so that's the way that goes. W8REJ from WNAP.
Okay, very good, Larry. Yeah, that can be very miserable. They give you a time frame of when they're going to be able to fix it?
Yeah, they said, like I said, we're in the queue for Monday. But we're on the list. If somebody else bails out, well, they'll come out. But otherwise, not until Monday, WNAP.
Okay, very good, Larry. I do happen to have a couple of small window units that would be good for a bedroom. If you need one, just don't be bashful. Give me a shout, and we can get her out to you there somehow. Okay, we are at the bottom of the list. First time through. This is the Barf Benzie Amateur Radio Friends Net. I am W8REJ, and my name is Rob. And we're going to look for people that want to join here before we go back to the top. So if you're looking to join us, come with your call sign and your name slowly, please. Okay, well, going to be a short one tonight, I guess. I didn't see Bill, AA4R. I was kind of expecting him, and I haven't heard John.
KFAKK in a while, so I was expecting them too. So anyway, we're back to the top. Mary is gone, one and done. Bob, KB8SVJ, take it away and stand by John. Okay, Bob was in with the online meeting that he had, so we'll come back to him after the we're down here to this list. AB9NN, John, take it away and stand by Larry. Okay, AB9NN, returning to the MarfNet. Yeah, 0.16 inches of rain so far this evening, and was coming down pretty good. I looked at the rain gauge just a little while ago, and it was 0.08 inches, and came down and turned on the computer and sat down and looked at it on my computer, and it was up to 0.16 inches, so was coming down a little bit harder, and I'm hoping it's going to taper off so I can get Molly out for her last potty break before she goes to bed. So we'll see. If it's raining too hard, we'll probably skip it for the night and hope for better things in the morning. But if it's just drizzling, then I'll get her out and get it done with. So with that, I guess it's back to net control for maybe 9 and then John and Beulah. Have a great week, everyone. Okay, John, back at you, and same, have a good week, rest of the week. And Larry, WNAP, take it away.
Yeah, okay, again, Rob, W8REJ, and the group, this is WNAP. Well, thanks for the offer, Rob, but we've got a, I don't know, I guess you call it a box fan. It's, you know, it stands on the floor. It's pretty hefty, and it can blow some wind. We'll make it. It's a good thing it's summer and not winter, I tell ya. otherwise, I might be going with my wife to her daughter's place near Honor. Anyway, I think I've got my RF in the shack tamed when I would, and this only happened when I was on 7 megahertz on 40 meters. I would hit the dip key on my pressure sense here, and it would send R. And so anyway, I ordered some of these Snap-on EMI ferrites, and I found that I had to put one around the connector and wire that goes to the paddle input on the transceiver, and that seems to have tamed it. And the strange thing is it would only happen on the 40 meter band on 7 megahertz. None of the other frequencies that happened on, so I don't know what the problem is, whether it's from the transceiver itself or, you know, RF in the shack from, I don't know, SWR or whatever. Anyway, 7-3, everybody, hopefully it will rain a little bit more and maybe make it a little bit cooler here. W8REJ from WNAP.
Okay, Larry, very good. Yeah, if you change your mind, let me know. We can get her over to you there. So, okay, this is the Barf Benzie Amateur Radio Friends Net, W8REJ here, and we are at the bottom of the list the second time through. If you would like to join us before I close the net down, come now with your call sign and your name slowly, please. Okay, I'd like to thank everybody that checked in this evening. And the Barf meets on this frequency every Wednesday evening at 8:30. So
you're all, anybody out there that can get in is welcome. In addition to that, the Barf Breakfast is the last Saturday of each month except for December at the Platte River Inn in Downtown Honor, and that starts at 9 a.m. If you want to come to the Barf Breakfast, just walk in the front door and straight back, and you'll hear us back on the left. So that's the way we are. Okay, I'm going to return the repeater to normal operation. The net is clear. This is W8REJ. We'll say 7-3 to all, and God bless everybody that can hear my voice. So take care, and later.